5208 Media. My name is Robbie DeShazer, and you're listening to Tap Heads. Back in 2019, I started introducing my best friends, Carter and Wendy, to the wide and wonderful world of craft beer. Since then, we've tried tons of different brews from all over the world. But then we had an idea. What if instead of limiting ourselves to just beer, we opened the floodgates and tried all the great drinks the world had to offer? So now we're diving into the world of wine, whiskey, tequila, cocktails, and yeah, still drinking beer. Basically, if it's found behind the bar, we want to talk about it. Because after all, the best part of drinking isn't what's in your cup. It's the people you share it with. This is Tap Heads.
All right.
Welcome to Tap Heads.
God damn it, you son of a bitch.
A podcast about craft beer.
You messed up.
A beer about craft whiskey.
Now no one will know what this
A beer about
was.
Craft podcast.
And craft macaroni and cheese.
This is actually where I announce my exit from the podcast. I'm going to go start two other shows. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And now you will never know the opening I came up with.
Do you want to start over?
Well, okay. Just pretend we'll just do it right now on air.
Okay, just
pretend we're doing it.
This is Tap Head.
All right, that's. God, I can't. God damn it. We're done. We're done. I worked so hard.
Oh my God.
Welcome to Tap Heads, everyone.
Our beers are still cold. We've been sitting here chatting for a while.
We are a show on the internet out in the podcast world where we drink beer, wine, liquor. And we talk about it.
Do we talk about the beer, wine, and liquor?
Well, depending on what we're drinking. We talk about what we're drinking.
You know, I hear that there's liquor in the front and poker in the back, if you will.
I don't know what that means.
Really?
Liquor in the front, poker in the back?
Have you never heard this?
No.
It's innuendo, Wendy. In the front. And
oh, my God. Wow, I still just... Look, I've got some critiques. I don't think it works. I've got critiques. I'll have to talk to a different person about
You've never seen a sign? Like, I don't even think I've ever seen one in real life. But, like, it's like a cartoon sign. It's like liquor in the front, poker in the back.
I've never seen this sign. No.
I don't even know.
Like, what are you perverts on? Sorry, everyone. I've had to kick Robbie
Sorry,
and
we went
Carter
to
off
Boy
of the
Scout
podcast.
Camp.
They're being disgusting pigs. Anyways.
Did I ever make it past the Weebelows? You'll never know.
He'll be a loyal scout. That's what Weebelow stands. Or Hebelow. It would be. He'll be a
Did
loyal.
Did not realize this was the energy that was coming today. Let me introduce myself since we haven't even done introductions.
This is the perfect energy because it's Strange Brews. So we're all supposed to feel kind of
thrown off.
We're all been thrown off a rhythm.
I'm Robbie DeShazer. I'm here with my good friends, Carter Spilliard.
I'm Wendy Lopez.
And I'm Carter Spilliard, and I suck.
Oh. You okay, Carter?
I'm having a hard day, Carter, apparently. Wait.
Oh, God, this is horrible content.
Oh no!
This is how every episode
like
starts.
The
though
strange
at some point,
brews.
I'm Emperor Palpatine, Legion of the Beatles.
We haven't even started drinking the strange brews.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's a good transition. What's up?
I mean, what have we drank recently? What have people in?
I have something.
Well, the premise of this episode is we all went to the liquor store together, and we picked out six beers we thought were interesting, but we also all grab some stuff for ourselves.
Ultimately, unimpressed with most of my beers.
Really?
I had one. Gosh. What that I really liked.
You didn't tag any of them because you're not.
The Prankster.
Oh, Prankster from
I really liked.
North Coast.
So I will be having that again.
Prankster is really good. Yes.
The Saison was a disappointment.
What was
printing
the Saison?
Money? I don't remember the brewery.
This is why you tag these things on.
I know, but that's too much work.
Oh, man. So I posted the story about before when we were warming up or talking, and someone on my Instagram did ask me, they're like, do I see this specific can there? And I'm like, oh, they saw it. Sorry. It's funny. Talk about it later.
We both tried the Wild Sour series from Dust Hill Brewing.
I also really liked
Flanders
that.
Red.
That was good.
We both had that for the first time, which Yeah, I don't know why it always passed up that Wild Sour series. That was the first thing we had. But it was good. We had that. Yeah. And then I had the Passion Fruit Party Milkshake IPA from Adalbert's that was very enjoyable.
I didn't realize how close we were to
Adalbert's. Oh, we're very close to Adalbert's. It's over there in that district.
I know. We ought to go when it's safe.
And then I've actually drank all of my beers at this point.
I have two.
So the Wild Sour Series, Flanders Red, Passion Fruit Party, Squirt Gun IPA from Real Ale Brewing.
Yeah.
It was juicy. It was a juicy, very juicy. In fact, I just wanted it to have a little more body to back up the very bold fruit flavors.
What was this?
This is a Squirt Gun Juicy IPA from Real Ale.
Oh, we did not have that.
Did we?
Is it? No, we've had the Laser Ray Gun. There's like something.
We had the Ray Gun. That sounds good, though, because all of the Juicy IPAs I got were not very juicy, and I was upset.
And then lastly, I got 3 Up, 3 Down, which is an Imperial IPA from Texas Leaguer Brewing in League City, Texas, just south of Houston. Yeah. Shout out to my boys at Texas Leaguer.
Each two. They're the ones with the baseball cans, right?
Yes. I love those and cans. Fantastic ownership and brewers and love those guys to death. I loved it. It was a great double IPA. Very malt forward for a double IPA. I will definitely be picking it up again. And then something I haven't tried, but I did pick up yesterday, because we've started doing happy hours at our dog park on Fridays.
Oh, that's so cute.
So everyone brings their own drinks and we all, you know, stand around distanced in the park and watch our dogs and drink our beers or ciders or whatever. So Maggie wanted to go get a cider that she would like for Fridays. And she ended up picking Schilling, remember the Passport Passion Fruit? This is a Passport Pineapple and Passion Fruit.
Oh, I think so. Schilling sounds familiar. I can't remember what the bottle looked like.
It's the one that had, I think it had like a giraffe on it, like kind of a crazy cartoon giraffe looking guy. I got it from Tavor. It may have been on our Tavor episode.
Maybe, because I don't remember.
But she got that, and I picked up, and I don't have it written down here, but a watermelon goza that I'm excited to try.
It sounds good.
Sounds really good.
And then, Wendy,
yeah.
Go tell us what you've had recently, and then I'll get back to my last piece of news.
Ooh, sure. So I recently had the Phantom Bride by Belching Beaver Brewery.
It's Belching Beaver?
Mm-hmm. It's from Belching Beaver. It's in Oceanside, California. This beer is pretty good. It was an IPA. It was 7.1%, which I did not. I forgot when I bought it. It was real good. It came in a 6-pack. But I think the day when y'all were at my place, I went on a walk with Graham and Phoenix afterwards, and I had some vodka. I had one of these, and then I had a porter from Beer Works, and I was having a great time on this walk. So
some vodka.
Yeah. Had a lot, but this I really like this IPA. It was pretty easy drinking. I could drink it so fast and not remember that it was an IPA. Like it still had the hops, but it was yeah. Like I said, it went down pretty easy. Bought a case of Miller the other day.
Yeah, you
some
did.
Miller. Yeah. Gosh, what else? Like I said, I don't know if I talked about it last time. Gosh, I can't remember the last time we recorded, but I had the oatmeal stout from ABW, which was good. I think I like the porter too. Otherwise, I'm still on the hunt for the Independence Blueberry Lime Berliner Weiss. Haven't had it yet. I need to get it before it's gone. But very excited. I mean, the weather times are changing.
It's been
spring.
Spring has sprung, if you
and
will.
Then we're going to get to summer, and I can't wait to get all those fun sours, get our lagers back. I'm very excited. So, yeah. Back to you, Robbie.
Yeah, so you bought that case of Miller, and you came and shared it at my apartment when we brewed our first beer.
Woo! Look. Oh, man, I poured a bad head on this beer.
Taphead's Brewing Company is not real. We don't have the trademark
Maggie,
on that, I don't think.
Maggie and Robbie brewed this beer with their love, and it was very adorable to watch.
And you came and
I was very much
you
like
videoed much of the process.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a producer, so yeah, I run our Instagram now.
Yeah, Wendy runs our Instagram.
It's fine. We got a new follower in the meantime.
Oh,
yeah, it's the person asking me about the beer.
Wow.
Shout out, I believe Rachel.
Nice, thanks, Rachel.
Yeah.
What was I?
I had.
Oh, I was what was I talking about?
The St. Arnold's comeback. It's a.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rip. Did we not ask you about what you've had recently? But sorry.
It was fine.
Oh. Sorry. You talked about the things you had. You weren't impressed with them.
I know, but this is a different thing. Oh. This was not from our wine trip. Oh, wait.
You said you had the comeback from St. Arnold's?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's okay.
What is it?
It's a Belgian wit.
Okay, so it's weedy?
It's a wit beer. Mm-hmm. It's not even that weedy, which I was like, it kind of tastes like a toned-down lawnmower.
Mm. Interesting.
Which lawnmower isn't even
weedy.
Weedy.
Yeah.
Weedy to begin with.
Grassy. Can't wait for a lawnmower.
You know what I missed, though, is Weed Whacker, which was their Hefeweizen, which would have been a weedy lawnmower.
Hell yeah.
But that being said, we brewed a grapefruit IPA. It's currently fermenting. It'll be going into secondary fermentation sometime around when this episode comes out.
I'm very excited to try
it. And then about a week after that, we'll be bottling. And then 2 weeks later, because we're bottle conditioning, it'll finally be ready to drink. Maybe we'll do it on an episode. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I feel like...
Maybe we shouldn't.
Will you do it for an Instagram live?
We do one. Well, here, well, let's...
Are you doing it for my birthday?
We could.
It'd be my birthday would be first.
I know. Could you imagine?
No, we won't do it for your birthday.
But, and then all the questions are, you know, what am I going to do next after that? Something. I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
I suggested moonshine, and you shot that down.
I do not have the equipment to distill moonshine, or to distill anything.
Yet.
Can we make a seltzer?
Vodka's mostly water.
I still need to still. Anyway, that being said, we'll be brewing some more beers. I think we'll be doing that kind of on our Instagram or, our Twitter, you know,
follow Tapheads on Instagram
at Taphead Show on Instagram.
Yeah. Wendy's running it now. Thank you to the 10 followers we currently have.
Wendy is running.
Three of them are here.
Wendy is running, right?
She's on a treadmill.
Sorry, that we'll breathing was not good. sorry, everyone.
We'll be brewing that and maybe tasting it on air. Who knows?
Well, I feel like we should try it and then
decide if it's
worth. Yeah.
Look, I'll do a live reaction. Look, like I said, yeah, Wendy's running this Instagram live. It all our platforms.
It'll be fleeted.
Nice. Regardless, shout out to Austin Homebrew Supply for helping me get everything I needed to do that. I've already ordered stuff to fix some of the bigger frustrations with the process from beforehand. So this next batch should even be better than that. So I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Wart. Does it make?
I made a 1 gallon batch, which should be about 10 to 12 bottles.
Gonna give a shout out to Wart. Eventually I might
make a 5 gallon batch, which makes like 2 cases.
Wow. Once you master the formula.
Yeah.
We can make like a...
I have an idea to pitch to you, actually, between the episodes, but
we'll do that.
All right.
But we should drink our beers.
Yeah,
Did you already explain how we picked these beers?
We kind of did, but if you guys want to give them
I had a brain blast, a stroke of genius, if you will. We were brainstorming ideas for episodes, and I really was just like, I want to go to the liquor store or the beer store or wherever beers are sold. And what?
The grocery store.
Yeah. Wherever. And find the weirdest beers they have. Just the most bizarre stuff we could find. So we all went together.
Spooky.
And we really, you know, strange brews. Mm-hmm. We found our weirdest stuff, and I'm excited to try it.
Did I pick this one?
Yes. You did pick this first one.
Yeah.
This is Rainbows Are Real from Clown Shoes Brewing. It's an hazy IPA, 6.75% ABV. I don't have IBUs listed here. Is it anywhere on the can?
I'm looking, pal. I do not see it.
I will say the scent immediately kind of burned my nostrils.
Oh, I love the scent on it.
It does smell good.
I'm very curious what it has.
Ooh, I took a big whiff, and then I was like, ooh, that kind of burned.
So why did we pick this one up? I mean, we didn't just pick it up because it was like a...
Clown Shoes had a lot of options. Like Carter mentioned, picking up stuff that's weird. I mean, the name on... Like, it just says it's a hazy IPA, so it doesn't sound weird. But Clown Shoes had a bunch of weird-looking stuff. I loved the can artwork. This one says it's made with beta-pinene and linalool. So I'm very curious.
Linalool and beta-pinene terpenes.
What are those?
These are terpenes, which are kind of what give you piney flavors in just about anything. But these are added specifically instead of coming from hops.
Wow.
That maybe have these terpenes. These are added. I don't know what the process actually is.
Yeah, I think I felt what you guys felt.
I mean, people really, when they talk about terpenes, mostly what comes up is the ganja, if you strains of the kush.
Yeah. Well, it's really funny because, yeah, so took a sip of this pine.
Well, the scent, first of all.
Well, it's got a kind of fruity scent.
Kind of fruity, kind of, I would say perfumey almost.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty potpourri. Hoppy.
It almost tastes perfumey.
It tastes like perfume, to be honest.
It does. It's. I also noticed it kind of hits you in three stages, like three very distinct stages.
The way that sits.
That is interesting.
Each one has a different flavor.
Yeah, it is. The first one is like, okay, this is a fruity, hazy IPA. I get that.
And then it hits kind of bitter.
And then it's the perfume.
And then it's the perfume at the end.
Yeah. Because the way that sits on my tongue feels like I sprayed something.
Yeah. It literally tastes kind of like perfume.
Wow. Who knew? I picked a weird beer.
Yeah. I wasn't necessarily ready for this to be weird.
I did not expect this to be what it was. The can, it's this illustration, almost like futuristic. These two aliens looking out at a beautiful pink sky. And there's like rainbows everywhere. Did not know what to expect of this. From mythic hammer wielding beasts to intergalactic agriculturists, like here at Clown Shoes, we think about some crazy stuff. But even we can barely comprehend the natural wonder of a big, beautiful rainbow. We will forever remain in awe of these massive swaths of vibrant color that stretch forever into the horizon. This hazy IPA contains the terpenes, beta pinene, and linalool aromatic compounds derived from natural botanical sources. They supplement the sweet malt backbone and lively blend of azaka, citra, and mosaic hops that make rainbows a real shine with fresh, juicy notes of sweet citrus.
I was about to rank this on Untappd, which I don't always do live on the show, and I won't explain my process or anything.
Yeah,
but I do like to look at the suggested flavor profile. Or
It does help you put words to stuff that sometimes you're not sure yet.
One of these is subtle, which I do not think this beer is.
No.
Not at all. This is kind of very in your face.
Well, I wonder what aspect... Because the pine hits you hard. But I wonder maybe there's a different aspect to them that's subtle.
I will also disagree with their assertion on the can and the description that this has a big malt backbone. It's very hop forward.
Yeah.
It's not in your face hops. It's not, crazy ridiculous. But
I think you're right. I think it's not very, drinking it, it's not very, carbonated.
No, it's...
Yeah.
But you definitely, I will say, Citra and Mosaic hops are two of my favorite kind of hops, and I'm glad they're featured heavily here.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird.
Yeah, my next beer Citra Smash. A single malt and a single hop.
Well, I like this beer. I like it a lot. I think...
I would drink it. I would get it again, which may not be what... We may not be able to say it for all of the beers today.
But I was surprised that I picked up an IPA, the Phantom Bride. But I'm really liking these. I'm like, this is one that... it is hoppy.
Makes your breath smell nice, too.
Yeah. Do I smell like the woods?
It literally makes your breath smell kind of like perfume.
Yeah?
It's just, it's pretty strong. But for them, it's really easy to go down. It's not a very heavy beer. Mm-mm. So, all right. Rainbows are real.
Rainbows?
That was the thing that shocked me about the Prankster, which I don't know if that's why it's called the Prankster. It was 7.6 ABV.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
It's not crazy.
Insanely crushable.
It's a very light.
I went Belgian. Through it like nobody's business.
Wow, Carter, did you finish this beer?
I did.
Wow, I guess you did like it.
I did.
I know. Good for you.
I also had another beer. That is, I did not know that was going to be that color.
I love that color.
I kind of expected it with the name.
I had one.
I'm about to send you with that beer.
Oh, that's true. I had one that was.
The nose on this. Mm-hmm. I will tell you I'm not a fan, but that's because of my own personal hangups, not because of.
Yeah, you've got a lot of issues in your past that really stop you.
Mm-hmm. It's my dad.
Just kidding, Robert. He loves you.
But anyway, what were you saying, Wendy?
Oh my God.
What was I saying? Carter was the one.
What were you saying?
I was saying I had a beer, one of the IPAs. I can't remember what it was. But I swear to God, it had a puck of just sediment.
That happens.
But it literally was it said like an inch in my glass at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. I was like, this makes me not want to drink this. This is so much.
I can't say for sure what our what my beer will be. Because it's bottle conditioned, it will have dead yeast at the bottom of it because that's what carbonates it.
Yeah.
But we'll talk
not about like.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, Robbie, what's this next
beer? This next one is Cocoa Berry from Prairie Artisan Ales. It is a fruited sour.
This smells so much like something and I can't place it.
They called this an so Prairie Artisan Ales, my understanding, and I'm looking this up just for
I've had a good beer of theirs.
Yeah, we've had a couple on the show.
I think they're pretty popular in Austin.
They're pretty popular here in Austin, but they are from Oklahoma, and they I believe they started as what would be like called a nomadic brewer, which is that they would go brew at different breweries, but they would all be their beers.
Yeah.
Now I think they have their own place. Yeah. I think they have a microbrewery in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we have a farmhouse ale of theirs.
Mm-hmm. So we've had a farmhouse. We've America? Had a couple of different.
Yeah.
Was it America?
The America farmhouse was from them. We've had a couple of different things. We had their Froze one. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of Prairie, and Prairie is a very good company making a lot of very.
I don't remember beers. the big flash up one that people get. It's like an orange can. Illustration on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I'll probably
they've got a bunch of different ones.
What else are you reading? Because I already have.
Their bomb stouts are very popular. Vape Tricks is one that's pretty popular.
I almost picked that one up for us because I thought it sounded funny.
But anyway, that being said, this is considered an imperial pastry sour with raspberry, blueberry, grapefruit, and cacao nibs toasted marshmallows. I want to say roasted.
Yeah. Look, this is what it smells like.
It smells like raspberry jam.
I was going to say, it smells like jam or fruit strips. You've ever had fruit leather?
It smells to me.
This it looks and smells like jam.
Like a strawberry Pop-Tart.
Oh, no, it's like a. It's not quite strawberry Pop-Tart, but I get what you're saying.
This is like a strawberry. This is a strawberry jam.
Does anyone else remember Yogos?
No.
There were little, like, candy fruit snacks that were, like, yogurt. Mm. Reminds me of that. Just a very, like, sweet smell.
That reminds me of
hate the nose on this. I love the taste
of this. You don't like
the nose? I hate the smell of raspberry.
Oh. I think to me smells...
This is another one that hits you in waves.
This smells like jam. Like, this literally smells like jam before putting on toast.
This is crazy, isn't it?
I'm gonna have a taste.
It's got a very delayed aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's not as sour as I thought it would be.
I forced air into my mouth after having taken kind of like, not like I was blowing through my mouth, but like without actually blowing. Mm-hmm. And I got a ton of that marshmallow and.
I was going to say the finish on that, like finishes like a marshmallow.
You get the marshmallow, you get the weedy.
You know what it smells like? The
fruit is not overbearing.
It's the wild berry Pop-Tart. It's not the strawberry
Pop-Tart.
It's the wild berry. It's got a little
bit. I'm not really getting the cacao nibs.
I'm not getting a ton of it.
But I wonder if that's where the marshmallow comes in.
It might be.
That's
what kind of leads to that flavor.
Sweet, fiery, the chocolate-ish.
This is
so interesting.
That's interesting to get a marshmallow
This is really good.
I would get this again.
It's hard to describe it. Like a lot of prairie
this
stuff.
This is such a weird finish. Like, I don't know how it would act in person.
You know what I like about it?
Uh-huh.
It's very rich for a sour. It's not something you usually get.
Well, it's not super sour.
No, it's not super sour.
No, but yeah, you're right. Like, even, like, basic sours are still pretty sweet. Sometimes too sweet. And kind of just thin. But this is, like, this has a lot going on.
Okay, I was looking for the cacao. I get it when you first drink it. Like, if you're thinking that.
Yeah.
And you first drink it, you can taste it.
Yeah.
It's like...
You ready for something crazy about this, though?
Not really bitter. That's
this is 7.9%.
This is 7.9? How much my Phantom Bright is.
Oh, my God.
This is 7.9%.
Actually, Phantom Bright might be 7.1.
This is almost a fruit wine.
This would be very dangerous.
the other thing, too, about cacao, it's not like... It's not... Are you thinking of it, cacao as chocolate?
No.
Because, like, there are other things about cacao. Because I'm like, I get it. I think... There's like some bitterness.
Cacao can be kind of bitter and fruity, and I think that's where the bitterness is coming from.
I think like
can be a little nutty. I'm getting a little bit nutty.
Because that's why. Because to me, I get it. I get the cacao.
Guys, I'm getting a little nutty.
Have you ever had the candy, like the pomegranate or the blueberry in chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, that's when I think. Yeah,
it tastes a little bit
like that. It tastes like the, do you know the Trader Joe's Power Berries? Have you ever had those?
Mm-mm. I'm familiar. I haven't had them.
Oh, yeah, because Paul at News Guy used to have some. He wouldn't let you have any.
No.
I got some at some point.
Well, look at you.
Because I was cool.
Where are they now?
The Power Berries? I got some in my pantry. When I found out they were just at Trader Joe's, your boy bought a lot.
That's good.
What were you saying about this?
Oh, it tastes good. I don't know. It tastes like the Power Berries from Trader Joe's, but you guys don't have that frame of reference.
No, but I do, like, it smells like jam. Mm-hmm. You drink it. It's got the, like, a chocolate bitterness, right, from the cacao, mm-hmm. And finished with that marshmallow, which is interesting, because I don't know how you make that transition from
it
fruit to that.
It does make me wonder, are you familiar with rose chocolate?
No.
So it was a new kind of chocolate, basically.
Not into it. Sorry, I don't like new things.
Well, there you go. Never mind, I'll stop talking. I'll stop talking about it. No, because, you know, have you had, like, dark chocolate and... It's all just the amount of cacao, right? Mm. And they had these special, like, red cacao beans that they used to make this rose chocolate, and it comes out this kind of pink fuchsia. But apparently it tastes like nothing else. It's, like, fruity.
Wow. So it's not rosy. It's not like floral.
No, it's not rose. It's just called rose chocolate because it's red.
Yeah.
And kind of pink. But... It's apparently very interesting, which also is extremely expensive and hard to find. But apparently very good.
I will tell you, I'm not looking forward to this one.
I'm not either, but I'm curious. I'm more curious about this one than anything else.
I hope this is something that I wanted, because I was talking to Jackie earlier today and I realized we didn't pick up a pickle beer. So I'm hoping this is a pickle beer.
This is the pickle beer.
Not the pickle beer.
A pickle beer. Well, it is the pickle fucker.
That
I was gonna look that up.
Cocoa berry, so fucking good.
It's the pickle fucker.
You know what else that cocoa berry could kind of be like? Did you guys ever have like in elementary school, like the breakfast cereal? There's like a fruity one. Oh, no, god damn it, you guys. Because it wasn't, but it was like it was school cereal, so it wasn't like a Trix, but it was sort of like Trix. Maybe it was Trix.
Oh god.
So this is Pickle Fucker.
I can't get over the scent.
Yeah, Pickle Fucker
from New Braunfels Brewing Company. It is a Berliner Weiss. It's 85% white wheat Berliner Weiss, re-fermented with dill pickle juice. Yeah, this beer is fermented hot with our mixed culture of wild yeast and bacteria and steel. It is not kettle soured, which reduces the off flavors. I've had one friend who's reviewed this back in 2018. They gave it a 4.75.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm so ready. Guys, I love pickle drinks. Well, I haven't.
I don't
had
like
many,
pickles,
but...
so let's...
Ooh, this is going to be great.
I like pickles. I'm not a huge pickle shot guy. I know there are people that really like pickle
shots. So it's only 3.2% ABV. It's about 7 IBUs.
Vaguely like pickle juice.
It's totally see-through.
It smells like pickle juice.
But I do get... Let me say this. I do get the wild yeast smell, the stuff you normally get from a Berliner Weiss. I'm smelling all that. Carter is making the face of someone who has drank pickle juice. Yeah?
I hope you like pickles.
Ooh,
I don't.
Oh, I can't wait. Hold on. Let me drink some water, y'all. Sorry. I'm being social.
I actually really like this.
Does it smell as sour or as pickly as I want it to, but that's cool. I also don't have a strong sense of smell, so.
I like this.
It tastes like pickles.
It has the Berliner Weiss yeast taste that I like.
It is yeasty, which is the reason that I like it all right.
It's got that. It's got the vinegary in it. Like,
are you sure you don't like pickles?
I don't, and I think it's, I don't know why.
Do you like pickle juice?
I've never like just had pickle juice. Well, but I will say I don't like pickles on like sandwiches. I don't like pickle spears. But right. I will do pickle relish on like a hot dog.
I like little pickles.
We're gonna put a pause in Tap Heads right now, and we're gonna open up Tap Heads therapy, and we're gonna find out, Robbie, what is it about pickles you don't like?
I think it's a texture thing.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
I don't like biting into a pickle unless it's a fried pickle.
I mean, I like crunchy ones.
Okay, but here's
fried pickles are good.
But here's the other thing too about pickles: when you bring up texture and biting into them, it's just that when you bite into them, the flavor, the sourness, just explodes.
You know,
and so it's not like. It's not like you're just like this, like you're drinking it, right? And it's an organized...
I will say, I'm not a fan on like a sandwich where you just have like two pickles and it's like, oh, for these four bites, this thing tastes vinegary.
Pickles are so good.
But
this is good.
Like I said, love pickles, but...
On like a hot dog, mm-hmm. I will do pickle relish because I can distribute the pickle all over the hot dog mm-hmm. and have that with every bite.
Yeah.
And I like salt and vinegar chips. So I know I like vinegary stuff.
I mean, it makes sense.
So I think it really is just a texture mixed with like a... I don't like for like just two or three bites of this thing to taste like pickles and not my sandwich I ordered, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm drinking this. It is interesting. And it's better than I thought it would be.
Are we out of Tap Heads therapy?
Huh? Oh, sorry. Yes, yes. Unless Carter has something to share about his past.
I don't... I love pickles. They're not sweet pickles. They're the spawn of Satan. I hate sweet pickles. They're disgusting. Really, anything other than dill or sour pickles. Spice pickles are good. But bread and butter pickles? No, thank you. Sweet pickles? Fuck off.
I'm an India relish guy. A dill or an India relish.
I'm really not a huge relish man.
Mm. I like relish heads coming up next. Okay.
Relish heads coming up.
I got you to like IPAs. I'll get you to like relish.
I mean, I like relish okay. And it's like a hot dog is where I would have it. I don't know really what else you would eat. Maybe a sandwich.
I've done it on a sandwich.
Yeah. But also depends because a lot of relish is like sweet relish, which I don't like.
Like I said, sweet I like pickles. India relish.
Yeah.
Dill relish or India relishes.
Yeah. Spicy relish is good. I have had. Or like, ooh, relish on like a cracker with some cream cheese.
Never tried that, but I might.
Had like a habanero relish over. You know, they do like the thing with the ball of cream cheese, and they'll pour either like jam or relish.
Yes, I have white parents too.
Okay, well, they do like I've had like a habanero.
Usually we do like a brick of cream cheese.
Yeah, you know, whichever.
Do you ball your cream cheese?
Depends.
Do you like do it with your hands?
No. Sometimes we get the ball of
cream cheese. Oh, you're just buying a ball of cream cheese.
And then you do the pour whatever over it. We did a cherry habanero over it, which was really good.
I love...
What's everyone's thoughts on like a cheese ball? Like a cheese ball that...
I love a good cheese ball. Ooh, when it's been baked for a little bit, so it's like... Not like melty, but creamy.
So I'm not a cold cheese guy.
I like cold cheese.
We're learning a lot about my palate tonight, but...
Do you like charcuterie?
Not a big charcuterie guy. Mm. I've had some things I've liked on a charcuterie. I just don't do a lot of the cold cheese on it. So I had one when Maggie and I did a wine tasting one time that had...
Perfect place to have it.
I know, perfect.
Wine and cheese.
That works perfectly. And I think... And I can do cold cheese if I'm pairing it with a beverage. I'm good. If I'm pairing it with a beverage. You know?
Yeah. I literally couldn't just... Do you like string cheese?
No.
Yeah, I can literally just eat cheese. It's delicious.
So I didn't talk about the last can, but that's fine. I'll talk about this pickle.
Did you talk about the first can?
I did.
Very rainbowy.
Yeah, but I didn't describe the prairie artisanals, the cocoa berry. I think the can
is
fun.
They got a good graphic design team there.
Yeah, I love that they always like have illustrations. They're very fun to see what they put on. This cocoa berry's cute. It's got like this dotted black and white background. And they got these cubes with these fun little fruits and faces. And I agree. This is how I feel. This pickle fucker. It's got pickle fucker and Robold.
Pickle fucker.
And lightning bolt, which I
love. You pickle fucker.
I love lightning bolts in general. I love the little pickle they drew, which I think it's given the bird, guys. Look at the little bird.
Probably.
Look, they keep flipping people off.
yeah, he is right. The pickle's
flipping two people off. He's got two
That's
flips.
That's adorable.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the pickle beer. And this
Wait, is it a bird or is it a pickle?
Like, given the bird.
It's a pickle.
I'm saying
it's a pickle flipping the bird.
Yeah.
It's a bird flipping the pickle.
But it's a bird flipping the bird. I like this. I want to try the other pickle beer, the Martin House one, But this one, I think, is pretty good. And like Robbie said, isn't as vinegary and like sour as like regular pickles. Like, it is heavily pickled flavor.
Let's be honest. The other one is the corporate pickle beer using Best Made pickles.
Yeah. I mean, I still want
to. They got that sponsorship. It. What?
I'm still going to try it.
I almost wish this was a little spicy.
Well, they could do a spicy version.
Is there a spicy
beer? Or you could
I've had a spicy beer. The Indra Canindra from Ballast Point.
We're not talking about. I've had a spicy beer before. There's a beer. There's a brewery in McKinney, Texas, whose name escapes me. I'm sorry, but they work in this large industrial plant that's been abandoned that they've refurbished, and they make this poblano lager that I had. That was so good, but it was spicy.
Well, you know what you could do they could probably sell you a spicy pickle version of this, but you could also serve this dressed, you know, like with tajin and the salt on the side. This is easily, you could do this with salt. I would do it.
I will not be drinking this again, but
let me tell you.
I'll have it if you give it to me.
One of my favorite beers I've ever had is a spicy beer. That's the Ballast Point Indra Canindra, which is a stout made with curry spices from India.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It's excellent. I cannot describe the flavor without like having it, but like
I would be curious, which I'm curious about one of our upcoming beers, but I'd be curious with like I'm not a huge cinnamon candy guy. It's not really but I do
like a red hot beer, like a red hot
beer. But I feel like not like Fireball.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tricky cuz you need to make a beer that has that kind of cinnamon burn. But not Fireball.
Yeah. It's doable.
I think so.
I would, you know what, I'll shout it out to one of the channels I've been watching, learning about homebrewing, Doing the Most on YouTube, has been doing a series called Brews Labs, where they go on Twitch and they do a brew, and they've got, so whether it's going to be a beer, they do all sorts of, they do beer, mead, wine, stuff in between, but they do it, so the whole episode's on Twitch, and the people that are there live vote on what, like, the fermentable sugar is going to be, what the yeast they're going to use is, and a couple other things I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, like, they could probably do, like, a mead or something with Red Hots as the fermentable sugar.
That'd be interesting.
So, I have a question for you both. After having this pickle beer, and it says it's a sour wheat beer, do you think then this beer lacks a bit more in that, in like the body? Like,
I don't think so.
Because I think this is pretty like easy. It's easy to drink, and I like it a lot. But
I can see this easily. I understand why they didn't kettle sour it. I can see this easily becoming too vinegary.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's right on the
because
precipice.
It's light on the body. It's
It's right on the cusp.
Well, I think this is also, if you ever had pickle juice before, it is very similar. I think like. Pickle juice is obviously very thin, and this is a bit richer, but I don't know if, like, should this be a bit, like, thicker. But I mean, it's delicious.
No, not at all.
It's got everything I like about a Berliner Weiss already.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
And it's salty, but not too salty.
Yeah.
One of the things I don't like about Gose's sometimes is they can get real salty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But hey, we have three of our interesting beers. We should go cleanse our palates.
Three more very interesting beers.
Yeah, we got three more coming. Right. Up. Orange cinnamon roll beer.
Let's do it.
What a way to start. I think so. I'm not wearing headphones.
You started?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started.
All right.
Yeah. We're just going in. We're going in hot.
Welcome back to Tap Heads.
Welcome.
I'm back.
Are this next beer is from, we haven't poured it yet, but it's from Martin House Brewing, which famously makes the most accessible pickle beer.
I'm very disappointed that you didn't say famously named after Martin House, our house, where we used to live.
To live in a house?
Dead House, remember?
Oh, Dead House.
Yeah.
We never told people what street it was on because the name of our company is literally the house number.
I mean, we can dox it now. We don't live there anymore. Yeah. Except for those...
We used to live on live at 5208 there. Martin Avenue in Austin, Texas.
Don't send us mail there. The people hate that.
Yeah, they're not a fan.
Yeah.
Only time that's ever happened to me. You guys were still living there. I had moved out already.
I'm very curious to see what this tastes like.
Oh,
this smells not unlike the Cocoa Nibs beer.
The point I was trying to make, though, earlier yes. was that Martin House famously makes the, you know, most famous, that best made.
Do you want some of mine?
No, Jill, I just want to say that this show's sexist. No, okay. Robbie and Carter.
I filled mine too high. I will know that.
I will send the other one the other way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So some of us need to learn how to pour.
The point I've been trying to make.
What? Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me when I was looking it up. The best made from Martin House is a goza, which means it'll probably get that saltiness from the goza ingredients as opposed to like having to impart it from the actual pickle juice. Mm-hmm. Whereas this one was a Berliner Weiss, which I wonder if that would make a difference if we did them side by side.
This smells like...
It does smell a lot like the...
This smells a bit like
the cocoa
the pastry berry. Sour, the yeah, cocoa the berry. The cocoa berry yeah. from...
It's very similar.
But it tastes like orange. Or it smells like orange.
It's a little bit like orangier.
It still smells like a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it does still smell like a Pop-Tart.
But like, yeah, like you said, like it had the sweetness, but this smells like an orange.
Well, but I like this so much more.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's interesting.
That has the sourness I wanted from the...
Ooh. Oh. Oh. Oh my God.
It's so interesting and good.
Oh my God.
This is a 5.2% ABV. Like,
what is it?
8 IBUs. Sorry.
It'll hit you in waves.
I love this beer.
I don't know if this smells and tastes like a creamsicle. Maybe that.
It does taste like a cinnamon creamsicle.
It tastes like what a Cinnabon smells like in the mall.
Yeah, it tastes kind of like a Cinnabon.
Oh, so I love this.
What I like
God, I could fuck up a Cinnabon right now.
What I like.
Too bad, malls are gone.
This is hey, I like the cocoa berry a
lot. Most Schlotzkys like in Austin too. Have Cinnabon in them.
That's true.
This has more bubbles. Like this is a lot more carbonated than the prairie was, which is great. Especially because when you're getting all that sweetness, you don't want to just drink it like juice. But it's really interesting. These are similar, right? As we talked about that the prairie cocoa berry was fruity but had that marshmallow finish. But like this one tastes like a creamsicle, right? Where it's like you drink it and it's orange in a pastry at the same time. It's great. It's very delicious.
I love this. This tastes like an orange cinnamon roll. Yeah. It's got a sour element, too.
I also like that it tastes not like candy cinnamon. It tastes like a cinnamon roll cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah, which is cool.
Schlotzky's
this, probably, who knows?
Yeah.
Now I'm like,
Get yourself a cinnamon.
This also reminds me of like orange ice cream, like maybe like sherbet. I don't know. I like it.
This, I will be picking up more of this if I can find it. You said you saw it at HEB?
Yes, I did. I saw a six pack at HEB.
I will be getting some. I will be getting some right now.
Like this one right here.
Oh, nice. I'll see if it's
there. I won't say where, but this one right over here.
Yeah.
Okay. The one on... No.
The one up your butt?
I don't even know which direction you're actually pointing.
Get it? Howdy butt?
I guess it would technically be...
Well, that's up. That's not north or south. That is up.
Heaven.
Damn it. Guess I gotta kill myself.
Jesus. I don't know if this one has a Cinnabon in it.
So, the one on 183 does. Sorry, not to dox us. Anyway, this is very good. Why did we get so distracted?
We're trying to find a Cinnabon. It's fine.
Yeah. I just love the smell on this one, too. I love everything about this beer. This is awesome.
It's very good.
I was worried about this one, and now I'm not. Now I want more of it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's so strange, but it's so good.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. How do we get two beers like this on the same show?
I don't know, but I'm glad we did. Mm-hmm. This was a good episode idea, Carter.
Thank you,
Carter. Carter did a good job. Is this the first episode you've actually pitched and...
I think, like, pitched and...
Actually happened?
Happened to completion, yes.
Well, we haven't finished the episode yet.
That's true. We could scrap the whole thing.
Yeah, it could. Wendy could drop, like, a slur or something.
Jesus.
Why is it me?
Because it's a little more realistic if I said myself or Carter.
I mean...
We fit the mold of white dude.
Yeah. Oh, look, they chose to use me as a scapegoat. The Hispanic person on the show.
I took no part in this.
Please don't do this, Wendy. We don't want to scrap the episode.
All right.
You're not the scapegoat. It would be too realistic if I said.
But
clearly, no one's dropping any slurs.
We can move on to the next beer. I'm trying to say that.
Sitting some dead silence here.
Well, I'm trying to move us on. Is it loud on the headphones? But we can move on to the next beer.
Yeah, get the beer.
Hold on. I want to drink some water after this one.
I guess that's something to talk about with this one is that it like dries out your mouth or like what's it, I forgot what you guys talked about it. It's very stringent. I don't know.
Astringency. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is pretty astringent.
This next one.
Is this number one?
I like this. I like this lady's orange lipstick.
Yes. Tell us about the can, Wendy.
Thank you. So, personally, I think the can's all right. Mine has fine cans. I like the orange and I like the brown. Obviously, like cinnamon roll colors. I'm not a fan of this. Like, it's got a stripe. Oh, I can't reach. Carter's not going to get this one first.
Wendy's gonna I got overflow really good her entire this. Glass so I don't get any.
I got a really good head on this one, and the bouquet is awesome.
Yeah, you made a face. I was like, okay.
Because I could smell it from the can.
I can also smell
it. Yeah, you're like.
But she's holding a tray of cinnamon rolls, the orange. It's a fine can. It's like a waitress. She's dressed in like almost like a diner uniform, server uniform. She's got her pin in her hair. She's got that orange lipstick, which would make me think of this flavor. So I do like that. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So I did pick this one.
So this is Fluffy Nuts from Saloon Door Brewing out of Webster, Texas. Anyone know where Webster is in Texas?
Yeah.
Is it closer to y'all's hometown?
What the heck?
No, I think it's pretty close to you.
I'm excited for this one.
If so, I'm remembering correctly.
Fluffy Nuts.
But this is Fluffy Nuts. It is a cream ale brewed with toasted marshmallow and peanut butter?
Yeah. It's an imperial cream ale.
There's no description of it on Untappd, so I can't.
I'm very excited.
No, Webster is in Houston.
Webster is in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh.
It smells like peanut butter. Like a marshmallow peanut butter or like, I don't know, like toasted sandwich.
It smells very sweet, and I can smell it from... I said it was awesome earlier. It's becoming a little overwhelming.
They have a main event. Yeah.
I mean, I like it. It's makes me think of like toasted. It's
got a cream ale look. My head stuck around pretty good. It's a pretty good rocky head. I like to talk about the head when I actually pour a decent one in these taster glasses.
Robbie's a fan of head. Who knew?
Aren't we all?
He's got a big head.
We are.
I mean, who isn't?
Yeah. True.
Pro head here.
Wait, Carter's saying people got big heads?
Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Wait, you gotta do... Bow, bow, bow. Bow, 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 bow. Burn. Ugly.
The viewers might not know is that I do have a truly enormous head.
Carter actually uses three chairs.
Carter's
head. One to sit in and two to hold his head up.
It nearly killed your mom?
It did nearly kill my mother. I apologize every day.
Do you? Every day?
No. Only on my birthday when she reminds me.
All right, have a drink of this because we need to talk about it.
Nope, I don't like it. I hate that.
You hate it?
This smells like a...
Nope, I can't drink any more of it.
I figured out what it smells like to me.
What does it smell like to you?
A candle. Like from a... Like a fall candle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I am.
Yeah, it's
so
not
upset
good.
With how this tastes.
I don't like how it tastes. It's very unfortunate.
That's bad. That is a bad beer. I do.
It's canned.
This is 9%?
That could be why. God. But I. Okay, so I'm disappointed on the flavor. I don't get any of what we smelled. And, like, it's really interesting because we've had two beers that have had that sweetness finish from, like a cocoa marshmallow kind of end, right? And this one, I don't really get that.
Tastes like soap and perfume.
I get the nuttiness.
Yeah, but like, I just feel like it tastes like water. Like a just nut water.
It is kind of, it does taste kind of nutty and watery. It is not.
I don't get anything else. Like, I don't think there's like a good marriage to it. I don't get like.
I will say the longer it sits in your mouth, like the aftertaste, it kind of develops a bit more.
I'll try that.
It's, I think, too bitter for what it is. It is very nutty, but not like peanut, like assorted nuts.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm like, but it's, you said you're peanut. And it was with the marshmallow.
I do kind of vaguely get a marshmallowy tinge. Mm-hmm. And not even like, it doesn't taste like actual peanut butter. It tastes kind of like artificial peanut butter flavoring.
Yeah. Which I guess they put all that into the smell. Well, I just.
But yeah, there's not much to it.
I'm disappointed. It's got
an almost like coffee taste in it.
Nope, it just tastes bad.
I think it doesn't taste like. You know when we talk about like a base, like if you have a base beer, like this is what beer tastes like, right? Malt, yeast, hops, or whatever it is. I don't think this has it. I think this just tastes like the body of a beer with
added sugar and no.
Yeah. Well, that's always the thing too about like when you're making beers a higher ABV, right? Is that you're putting in all that booze.
I don't really get any creaminess.
Yeah, and that's okay. This is
9.6.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The other thing, so I had a cream ale from Martin House that I didn't really like.
Yeah.
It was like a piña colada one.
I
like cream
ales. I'm so mad about this.
So when I had that cream ale, I was really disappointed because I don't feel like I got a lot of coconut or pineapple or any of it. And it was just like, it just tasted like a beer with like some hints of what could be there. And that was really disappointing. And I feel that with this one where it's like, you got that in the smell, but I guess it was just very artificial because like in the taste, I don't really get a lot of it. And I'm just, a little.
It's too sweet. It's too, no, it's just.
What don't you like about it? Like, describe it. Like, what are you tasting?
That taste was repulsive to me. Like, I cannot explain. Like, I will go in for another sip and see if.
I'll have the rest of your beer. I get the cream.
Yeah, there's too much. There's a beer underneath all this sweetness. And then, like I said, it.
Mm-hmm. When I joked that the.
That's my thing, yeah. I don't.
When I joked about the. Clown Shoes, the IPA tasting like perfume. This tasted perfumey to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just a gene thing. Maybe it's like the people that think cilantro tastes like soap.
I did not get that at all.
Yeah, because you said it tastes like soap and perfume. I get the perfume sense in that like there's something on this beer. Like I don't think it's like very infused well. And so I feel like it's almost like on the outside of this.
Maybe it's like, is there something where they didn't actually use toasted marshmallows, but they used, like, something for marshmallows and something for, like, campfire or something like that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they added the smokiness in another way. But, like, because to me, that's what this tastes like, is that I'm not getting a cohesive beer. I'm just getting a beer with some flavoring on the outside of this, what it's supposed to be.
This is the most I've disliked a beer on this show.
Wow.
This is like, it's not, and it's not going to be a surprise at the end of the episode. There's no way that this ends up anywhere near my top
five.
Yeah,
I think everything else we've had has been
unless
a good,
this like, next one is even worse.
Looks good.
But. I honestly, there's very.
I just
like
think
this one just literally tastes like shit.
Piece of drink.
It's the poo beer.
Brewed with actual horse manure. That is dark.
It's a stout.
It looks like Coke. When you pour it, it looks kind of like Coca-Cola.
It does a little bit.
It's kind of red.
Pour well. Pour nicely.
That's true. I gotta leave Wendy enough.
Sorry. I don't mean to be negative. I don't.
I mean, you know,
I mean,
do
fine.
Your thing.
It's
okay if you don't like it.
They're gonna keep me in the beer. You're not stopping them.
That's my thing, is I don't usually try to be.
Oh, this has such a pleasant scent.
So this is Triple Berry Hazelnut Smoothie Stout from Untitled Art out of
is that better, Wendy?
Wisconsin.
Is that better?
In collaboration with Microphone Brewing from Elk Grove Village, Illinois.
Cool.
So
it is kind of a neat can.
This is an imperial smoothie stout with strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, hazelnut, cocoa nibs, and milk sugar.
I fucking love smoothies, so let's
10%. Ooh, this does smell very... It once again has that raspberry smell that I'm not a big fan of, and I don't know why I'm not a big fan of it. It's just never been... I think that's not an uncommon one, though.
It's no, like, I don't think so, but it's pretty funny, because to me, I'm like, anything that has like strawberry in it, I normally smell strawberry first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But interesting. I'm very curious.
It's very dark, like Carter said. It poured kind of like Coke, but it sits like a much murkier, thicker.
No, it sits more like a stout.
Yeah. So what are they, what is cocoa nibs and milk sugar? I'm just curious as to how it gets such a dark color.
It's still a stout. I mean, it's...
It does smell like a stout.
Well, I'm like... So what, they put lactose and stuff in this?
So the lactose, like you would with a milk stout or something. So I think it's technically a smoothie stout because it has the fruits in it.
I like this.
This is okay.
This is weird.
I think... Let me drink some more.
This is like someone had a stout. It's very
thick.
And then poured like berry syrup.
Yeah.
I think this also is not as fully married. The other one was definitely lacking, I think. But I feel like this one is so close. Because I like this. I think it's fine. Could be better. I think it could be more uniform. Because like you said, I could totally get how it's like you're pouring something into something else. Like a syrup into a
jar. Yeah.
It's okay.
I honestly, I like the kind of stout notes. It's got an interesting,
I think it's good.
It's got, like, a toasted... Like, it's not super coffee-y, but it is, it's got a lovely, like, toasted
This is note. Literally... This is like, a fruitier... Of, like, that candy I was talking about earlier, right? The pomegranate, the blueberries.
Yeah.
That are, like, in chocolate. This is literally that.
And I will say...
Also, weird is that this is by far our sweetest beer tonight.
Yes. I will say... You're right. It does taste like when you've got like a chocolate infused, like a fruit infused chocolate or something. Mm-hmm. And I will say, when I seek out something like that, these are not the fruit flavors I usually go for.
It kind of tastes like a chocolate covered cherry, like a dark chocolate
cherry. A little bit, not as much as something like the Professor Black from Blue Owl does, or which because it's a lot more cherry forward and it uses the stout notes too.
This one it tastes like dark chocolate, which I like when stouts are more chocolatey than coffee-y. It tastes like dark chocolate with berry.
Yeah.
Like and I will miscellaneous say, berry.
I don't dislike this. But when I do seek out some, I prefer an orange flavor with a chocolate or something, which is
I wish I had more of this because I need it. This is tough.
Yeah. That's it's very interesting.
I like this one.
It's definitely got a very thick body for 10%.
It is very thick,
which I like. Because this 10%.
This is 10%.
We got some strong ones tonight.
Yeah, and I didn't intend for us to get go that strong, but
it is lucky that I ate dinner.
Yeah.
Before this, because all that couscous is soaking everything up.
It is all the couscous.
I like it. I think this was good.
Yeah. So, Wendy, when you put it, when you're talking about it, you're talking about those, like, infused chocolates, well, right? Or what is...
The reason why I didn't go with that... I mean, there's... I did want to kind of also say that one, too, but the reason why I didn't go with that metaphor, even though there are always... Not all of the candies are made perfectly, I don't think this is fully, like... I don't think it's 100% cohesive.
Honestly? Like it's grown on me. The more I drink it, the more I like
it. It's good. It's definitely good. But, I like it. I just this think is it's a... I don't think it's perfect
yet. 100% a dessert beer.
Yes.
Like, if you were like, oh, get a dessert beer.
Yeah.
I would get this.
I don't
think... pair really well with some, like, cheesecake or something like that.
Oh, this would be... This with a slice of...
Like, New York style like,
cheesecake?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be incredible.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. You started saying something.
Talking.
Carter and I started talking about cheesecake, which is...
I was saying that I don't think this beer is perfect yet, but I think it'll get there. I do really think this is a good beer. But right now, it tastes... Rather than tasting like a bar of chocolate, like a flavored bar of chocolate, I think it's more of the fruit. This is different. It's a fruit dipped, covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's like, it's not there yet. I think it's good. It's, and because I think I agree with your point when you said it's a, it was like a syrup and a chocolate. I do think it's, yeah, a bit, it's still too separate yet. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. I'm almost done making my rankings, but
Carter has his rankings if you want him to go.
Yeah,
I do.
But yeah, thanks everyone for listening. We're about to rank these beers.
We are going to rank these beers.
Awesome. A lot of crazy stuff. Great idea, Carter. This was Thank a good you. One.
This, yeah, this really was an interesting episode. And even though I got very upset about one of the beers.
Yeah.
I mean, still fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I was expecting all of us to have some kind of visceral reaction to at least one of them, but Wendy seemed to have liked all of them just fine.
And I think I was the only one with a visceral reaction to anything.
And I don't think it's a bad reaction.
I hid my reaction on the pickle beer pretty well.
Yeah, I can see your...
Anyway, my number six is the Fluffy Nuts. Didn't hate it quite as much as Robbie. But I agree with Wendy that it was very, like... didn't have much going for it. It was the Fluffy Nuts. It was kind of nut watery.
You weren't excited about it at all. And you're normally, anytime we have a beer that is experimental, well, right?
Yeah.
Try stuff. This didn't have anything.
I liked that it, I liked some of the nutty profile.
Yeah.
Because you tasted the peanuts, you tasted some other kind of nutty flavors, mm-hmm, which you don't necessarily get as forward in some other, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of beers you'll get like a hint of nut, a hint of this or that. It was a very nut forward, mm-hmm, which I thought was pretty good. But other than that, it didn't really have anything going for it. Mm-hmm. My number five is the Pickle Fucker. This is very much the kind of thing where it's like...
It's pickle juice.
Yeah, like I drank it, and it's not the worst thing. I liked the kind of weediness of it. It was very good for what it was. I'm just like, I'm never going to drink this again. Like,
I hear
this
you, is yeah. Not,
well, I feel
this
like
is not a thing that I think, ooh, I'm going to relax and watch a movie. Let me
I think if you had the option...
But are you a movie pickle person? Do you get the big pickle at the movie theater?
I do not. I'm not a pickle guy.
I think if you had the option between this and a margarita, you're doing a margarita.
Always. 100%. Yeah, like, I'm never going to pick this over anything.
Carter, is there a beer up here that you would choose over a margarita?
No.
That's...
I think
there's the
be,
answer.
I think there could be beers out there, but like I think this is a salty beer.
Margarita. That just
didn't do it.
Margarita episode coming soon.
We could.
We're just going to drink a margarita six times.
Yes.
I was going to say, we're going to do six different margaritas.
We can talk about it.
We can definitely trade for it.
We're going to go to Taco Man and get one of their.
Oh, do the Dr. Pepper
That's a
margarita?
Because
we can do the. Because they have like 23 different flavors.
We could have Graham.
And 23 flavors in the Dr. Pepper margarita.
That's true.
Graham could totally be on it. Graham also.
Are they still doing all the different ones?
I don't think they do all of them, but like they have seasonal ones.
Yeah.
So.
I was just going to say six different tequilas.
No, you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference in a margarita.
We'll talk about it. I brought my laptop for us to talk. But I think it's fine for you. Like, you liked it, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's the kind of thing where it's like, I can appreciate it for what it is, and I think it is very good for what it is.
But knowing what you like, there are things that I'm like...
But I'm like...
I'm like, this is salty.
Yeah.
Carter likes margaritas. Why wouldn't he just do that instead of this beer?
Yeah.
So...
It also tastes like pickle juice. It's not even the saltiness. It's the fact that it tastes like pickle juice, which I'm like, this is okay. It's fun for, like, a gag thing. Mm-hmm. And my number five is the Rainbows Are Real. It was fine. And the more I kind of am away from it, the more I'm like, it was fine. I would drink it again. Mm-hmm. It's certainly interesting that it's so perfumey. I've never had such a fragrant beer. Mm-hmm. yeah, definitely one where I'm like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Number three is the Smoothie Stout. Like I said, the more I drank it, the more it grew on me.
I wish I had more of this.
It's got the kind of stout that I like, where it's more mm-hmm. chocolatey than coffee mm-hmm. forward. I liked the fruity notes. Like we said, it's very much a dessert beer. It's the kind of thing you would have at dessert or for dessert. It's not something that you're, you know, cracking open in 105 degree Texas heat. Yeah. to cool off.
The comment you made really stuck with me because I swear the more I drank, the more I'm like, Carter's right, Carter's right. It tastes a lot like a fruit syrup and chocolate.
It does. It tastes like...
Which although, is, it's not bad.
But. Yeah.
You say that, but if you got it cold enough, how close to a milkshake would it be?
That's also, I would be curious mm-hmm. if you were to, I mean, obviously you'd have to worry about the bubbles, but if you literally like poured this or blended it...
With ice cream?
With ice cream.
Like a float?
I mean, maybe like a float, maybe. That could maybe work.
But I mean, you don't have to worry about bubbles in a float.
That's true.
But you could make this flavor in a shake,
but I think
and it would be close enough.
Yeah, I think because this is so sweet, it's very sweet, which makes me think it's more syrupy. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, poured over ice cream, this would certainly be very
interesting. Yeah, I wouldn't put syrup past Untitled Art. They're very willing to experiment. And
yeah.
They don't hold to the, you know. Only hops, water, barley, and malt.
So that's my first four. To be quite honest, there's kind of a gap between three and then one and two.
Yeah.
There's like everything and then a bit of a gap and then one and two. My number two is the Coca Berry. I really liked this. I'm excited to try it again. For all the reasons we talked about, it's kind of different and good, smooth, fruity.
It's a 7.9 beer.
Not too sour. Very crushable. I liked it. And the number one is the orange cinnamon roll. I mean, this was, I think, blew us, at least you and I,
away.
You liked it a lot, though.
I really liked it. I was surprised. I'm not crazy on cinnamon.
But certainly blew both of us away. It was, to be quite honest, and this is where we were a little different. It was, I think it might be a little too sour. I would like it to be a little...
The cinnamon roll one?
Yes. I almost wish... The Coca Berry and the cinnamon roll, the sourness swapped. I wish the Coca Berry was a little more sour, because it's not very sour. And I wish the orange cinnamon roll was a little less sour.
More pastry?
I hear you.
More pastry-esque.
I disagree, but I hear you.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at, is I wish they were flopped just a little bit. Yeah. But both very good. Almost tied for first.
Yeah.
And then everything else.
Robbie, what's the ABV on this Untitled Art?
10%.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
10%.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's also like you're only going to have one.
I think that's really interesting. I like your comment. I'm wondering what these would be like swapped. But I liked the way they were. Robbie, do you want to do your rankings or?
You go ahead, Wendy, if you've got them.
Yeah. Mine are kind of flipped from Carter.
I'm trying to think of the words.
No, you're good. I'm trying to. Number one and two is pretty hard. Like Carter said, there's some really good ones. So my number six, the Fluffy Nuts. Thank you. I'm not repulsed by it. Smell was delicious. I liked it. It was toasted. You could get the marshmallow.
Yeah.
And I actually, as you were talking, I had the rest of mine. Mm-hmm. And I get what you're saying. Like Carter said, the more you drink it, the more you get that nuttiness and that toastiness from the marshmallow. Which was good, but also I'm just like, on those first drinks, and even throughout, we drink so much of it that I'm like, you don't get it. You don't get it there. And I feel like the flavor of that they're wanting to infuse is around there, but it's not in the beer, so I think that still needs a bit more work. I don't know how long this beer's been around. Sorry if you're a fan of it, whatever. My number five is actually the Clown Shoes. Rainbows are real. All these... The top five, I liked all of them. I mean, I liked the Fluffy. The Fluffy's fine. But my top five, I liked all of them. It's just that I am kind of ranking I'm awarding the ones that are, like, very flavor crazy. Because I liked them a lot. I mean, the Clown Shoes was a good IPA. Very piney, but a very easy drinking IPA, in my opinion. So that was really cool to know. And I really want to pick up more Clown Shoes. They had a lot of crazy names that I want to pick up. I want to rank this one higher, but I think this is fine.
Do it. Rank it higher.
No, I really like the other flavors.
It's okay. I rank it higher than you do. So
oh, really? Fuck. Well, I should have. I'm ranking, the thing is that I don't know if I should put this lower. This is not my number, though, can I'm pointing around. It's not my number one. I'm feeling it's either here.
Wow.
It's one of these two, but that's because I'm a different fan. I'm going to put number four, Pickle Fucker. Delicious. I love it. And I can't wait to try that other mainstream beer, pickle beer. But I liked it a lot. If you're a fan of pickle juice, you're going to like it. If you're not a fan of pickle juice, you're not going to like it.
Tastes exactly like pickle juice.
It is literally like pickle juice. But that's why I was wondering, too. And that's why, because I saw it said it was a wheat beer. I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's good. I love it. But I wonder if it had a bit of a thicker body, almost like a lager, what it would be like. Maybe that'd be more easier drinking for people. I don't know. I don't think you guys had a hard time drinking it, but it was very sweet or very sour, you know. So, but it was delicious, and I love it, and I can't wait to pick up more pickle beer. My number three, and even then, these two are the ones that I'm confused about.
I've rewritten Wendy's list like 8 times for the
show. Sorry, it's because I think I'm going to do number three, the orange cinnamon roll. I can move higher. I'm not crazy about cinnamon rolls. I think they're fine. But
so you're not going to go to Cinnabon with me in a minute.
Are you going to Cinnabon?
I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I'll ride with you.
We got other stuff to talk about after this.
I know.
But the...
We're kicking you off the show, Carter.
We're doing...
But we are still going to record
it. We're doing Tap Heads after hours.
Because of my love of Cinnabon, isn't it?
Yes. Anyway, Wendy, sorry.
I'm going to put orange cinnamon roll at number three. I did like it. Oh, fuck. Maybe I'm going to... No, I'm going to put it at number two. I'm so fucking sorry, everyone. I'm going to do Untitled Art at three, the Triple Berry Hazelnut Smoothie Stout. It was delicious. I do love it. However, I don't think the reason it's at number three, it's not perfect yet, and I know it will get there. It's delicious, and I do like it a lot.
We have the technology.
We have the technology, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck. But I do think it's more of the candy dipped in chocolate and not the chocolate flavored with the fruit. If you understand what I meant by that. Or sorry, the fruit dipped in chocolate rather than the chocolate made with the flavor of the fruit. It's not perfectly married yet, you know? Yeah, coughing on our show.
Sorry.
But it will get there. And I really liked this one a lot. I did. I really did. But the orange cinnamon roll, I was very surprised at how much I actually did like it. I don't really care too much for cinnamon rolls, but I do love bread and pastries. And this, like Carter said, does have a really good flavoring of the actual pastry itself, which is very interesting.
So the two pastry sours have topped your list.
Wow, amazing. But I do love bread. Bread. but it was good. I liked it a lot. I'm fine with the way it tastes. Carter said he would like the cocoa berry in that one switch. Oh, I'll have it. I'll give you that. What's this one?
This is a triple berry.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to drive home after this.
I was going to say, if I'm going to Cinnabon.
Oh, true.
Delicious. But
if you're going to Cinnabon, who's driving the car?
I shouldn't.
No.
You don't have to.
But
go another night.
Yeah, go another night.
You're right.
Look.
Cinnabon's not disappearing.
That we know of.
Yeah.
It wouldn't just close tomorrow.
The orange cinnamon roll tasted a lot like a creamsicle. I like it. Would recommend it. You should pick it up. And then my number one is the cocoa berry.
Yeah.
I love cocoa berry.
It was good.
Cocoa berry was so insanely good. A beautiful color. Like, my God. There was so much about this beer. The can's cool.
We love us some Prairie Artisan Ales.
I was going to say, it makes me want to try more Prairie Artisan Ales.
Yeah. The color was beautiful. The flavor was delicious. And then it became like a marshmallow, which was weird. And in my mind, I was like, am I wrong? Wait, what's going on?
Hear me out.
What am I hearing out?
Prairie Artisan Ales.
Carter, how drunk? Are you drunk?
No. Carter's been muted for the rest of the episode.
Wait, did you really mute him?
Yes, that was bad.
Wait, you muted him the whole time?
No.
Oh.
No, I just muted him now for saying Prairie Artisan Ales.
Yeah. Well, Carter got it. So Carter has a very relaxed pose he gets into after he's like had a couple beers. So Carter's vibing. And now he's crying. But that's cool, because now I get his airtime. Carter, you're back. Back on the air.
I unmuted
back you. On the air.
Carter made the saddest face I've ever seen.
Prairie Artisanate.
Ooh, he muted me back. Stop saying that.
Fuck off. I'm not going to fall for it now, because I know what you're going to do when I unmute you, which is...
Robbie, so these are my final rankings. Fluffy Nuts. Rainbows Are Real, Pickle Fucker, Triple Berry Hazelnut Smoothie, Orange Cinnamon Roll, and the Cocoa Berry.
Yep, I figured it out.
Yeah, just want to let you know. I know I kept swapping these.
He's actually going to cry.
No, he's not.
He's got some tears in his eyes.
He's acting. That's what actors do. It's taking him a while to cry, though.
Give me. You know what? You're muted unless you can give me a single tear down one cheek.
Well, I'll then I'll do the audio commentary.
If I get double tears, you're still muted.
We can see Carter Spilliard's really his oh my God. Eyes are brimming with water to his core.
So who wants to hear my ranking?
I'm ready.
I would.
So my number one is Fluffiness.
Holy shit.
I thought the rest of these tasted like actual shit. No, my number six, my least favorite I've had on Tap Heads altogether, Fluffynut. Something, I don't know if it's my taste buds or something. I just did not vibe with this beer.
You did not vibe at all.
And I try best. Not, when I have not liked a beer on the show, I try my best to not like immediately like want to spit it out, but that was the closest I've gotten.
You did. Yeah. You did almost immediately like throw the glass away.
Nope, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm sure they have some other great beers, and it's hard to make a beer that is good. So I don't like. I'm not mad about it. I will never have this again, and never want to have it again. Thank you, but no, thank you. It's okay. We'll move on from there because the rest of these, I had good things to say about all of the rest of these. I'm going to surprise some people here. My next one is the Triple Berry Stout from Untitled Art.
I mean, I don't think it's surprising. It's fine.
Once again, the body for me was just, it was a little thicker than what I wanted. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big smoothie guy to begin with.
Yeah.
So that, if you're emulating a smoothie in your stout.
I don't think I said this. I mean, I pointed out Carter's comment, the syrup thing. It is kind of syrupy.
Yeah. And so on top of something where we had already had something that tasted super artificially sweet, this did taste kind of syrupy.
Yeah.
I love this concept. If it was maybe some fruits that I prefer to have in like a syrup form. Like I think mm-hmm. this with like a cherry, like with an explicit cherry, not just like that, it kind of tastes like cherry and dark fruit. Mm-hmm. I could really go for the cherry, currants, maybe blackberry mm-hmm. would work really well with that. I can see...
Different ones.
Different versions of this same formula working really well.
Yeah.
That being said, it's everything in my top five are miles above my dislike for the Fluffynut.
Yeah.
But this is just how things fell. My next one's Rainbows Are Real. I thought it was a pretty good hazy IPA. It didn't do much for me in answering the prompt of like weird beers. But out of all of these... I would probably drink the most of this outside of this episode.
Yeah.
It's a very, it goes above and beyond in being a hazy IPA. It does its job really well.
Yeah.
And I like that it has some extra kick to it that does set it apart from others, but.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, all these other beers, you don't drink every day.
Yeah.
And I, you're right. The Rainbows Are Real is the closest thing you would drink every day.
I dare say none of these are particularly everyday beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I agree that, like, because it's a regular IPA,
yeah.
The weirdest thing about it was the pine.
My top three all creep into stuff I would drink more often because they have elements of, like, sour beers that I love already.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But my number three is the Cocoa Berry. I liked it. I liked what I was getting here.
Put Cocoa Berry at number three.
I put Cocoa Berry at number three.
Cocoa Berry is so fucking
good. Once again, kind of my same thing with berries not being my favorite fruit additive.
All right, that's cool.
But I liked the formula here.
And you
I liked
still put the it above Rainbows Are Real. Yeah.
Yes, it's still excellent. The formula, once again, works here really well. I think I just like it with some different fruits. I think the cocoa adds a really good bitterness backbone.
Prairie really knocked the park out of the
park.
Yeah.
In all aspects. And I really like it.
It's a really good one.
My next one is the Pickle Fucker.
Yeah.
Which only ends up at number two over the Cocoa Berry because of how much it surprised me.
Yeah, I was surprised you liked it because you said you weren't a fan of pickles. But you learned more about yourself. But the thing,
it has the things I do like about pickles. Mm-hmm. And the reasons that I will keep a pickle on certain things. Like, I like pickles with a chicken salad or a tuna salad because I like the zing that it adds. Oh, yeah. I like a vinegary aspect of it. And this hits all of those checkpoints.
It does.
And whereas something that, like, I wouldn't normally look forward to trying a beer like this, mm-hmm. it also had elements of something comfortable for me, like a Berliner Weiss. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it does a lot for me. And honestly, I think it just deserves the getting some points for being so dreaded and actually being pleasantly much better than I expected. And truly something I might seek out in the future. Will I grab a six-pack of it? No. But if I'm making a mixed six, I might throw one of those in there and be totally happy with what I did.
Question for you.
It's also something like it works really well in a situation like this. Because I don't know if I need to try the Best Made from Martin House and compare it.
Yeah.
But this to me is so much more closer to what I think like a pickle beer should be. Mm-hmm. And so I think this is really the one people should be like, bring it out like, hey, let's all try the pickle beer. What do we think of the pickle beer? Like,
basically, what we're saying is the next episode is going to be the pickle beer episode.
I would love to try that pickle beer.
We can't. We find six pickle beers.
Six different pickle beers.
And then my number one is the orange cinnamon roll. I think that wasn't a surprise to anyone either. That was the one I had the most positive reaction.
It. And it was really good. I was surprised. I think
Carter and I were both ready for a red hot cinnamon kind of taste.
Fruit and bread, right?
Let's be clear here. Martin House does some funky beers, mm-hmm. and not like the funky that we normally do, like just some real out there stuff. They've got a beer right now that tastes like pizza. Like mm-hmm. They have Space Pizza. It's a beer that tastes like pizza.
Have you tried it?
I've not tried it yet. We might be trying. I was looking for it when we were doing.
We didn't get that for this.
I couldn't find it.
Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah. We would have had it if we'd. But that being said, this actually tasted like exactly what I wanted it to. Like maybe the sourness was a little bit different than what I expected it, but like the orange and the cinnamon was the perfect balance of those two that I wanted. And then it was totally drinkable, crushable, enjoyable in every sense of the word. And I thought that this one, out of all of the beers here, had the most to lose, if that makes sense. It was the one that could absolutely disappoint the most, other than my opinion on Fluffy Nut, which is just that it's bad. This one, really, if they did not knock it out of the park with that orange and cinnamon, it would not have been worth it at all.
Yeah.
And so because it did it right while having the most to lose, I think it deserves that number one spot for me.
Good.
So.
Cool. I like your ranking.
There you go. My ranking is a little different than what I thought it was going to be when I just looked at all six of these beers before the episode. Ranking?
No, it's too late to get Cinnabon.
Oh, okay. That's why
it's too late to get the Cinnabon closed?
No. But I'd have to go there and get it. Wait in lines, but it'd be a thing.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Instead of going to Cinnabon, Carter, how about you tell everyone where they can find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at CA Spilliers, like spill something in your yard and add an S.
More likely to find you there than at Cinnabon.
You could maybe find me at your local Cinnabon. It's possible.
You can find me at your local Cinnabon.
Hey, girl.
Wouldn't that be a thing?
How bizarre.
How bizarre. Follow me. Follow. I just live tweeted the entire X-Men series over the weekend.
And we all muted you.
I hope so.
I like a couple of them.
Actually, Twitter just kind of does it for me. Like, I usually get all of your notifications for tweets. But then when you start live tweeting, like something, Twitter like doesn't send me all of the notifications. They collate
them. That's interesting.
But like you got all my Weezer tweets when those were like in the thread.
Yeah,
I think it's just because they're so rapid fire.
It could be. But yeah, I do that. And then follow Film Fracas. Listen to our old episodes.
our domain is expiring soon.
I know.
Wait, we have a website. Oh, well, wait, y'all Film have Fracas a website. Does. Sorry.
But
no, this show, I would renew the domain for this show if we had a domain.
I'd like it to come back in some form, but we'll see.
Soon, post-vaccine, post-pandemic.
Hopefully.
I mean, you guys are always watching movies.
We are.
I think, sorry.
I'm always watching Zoe 101.
I mean.
We can have business call, business talk after this.
Zoe 101 fracas.
Trust me. I
Zoe 101 fracas.
Wendy we'll has the, big brain.
Zoe Fracco 1.
I was going to say we could have like a Dan Schneider fracas, but.
Lots of children's feet.
I was going to say. Well, we know why now.
We always knew why.
I mean, we always knew why.
Anyway, what Wendy, where can people find you on the internet?
Hi, everyone. If you know me, this is Wendy Lopez, Wendy with a W. If you don't know me, what up? I love you.
Hot singles, hit up Wendy.
True. And if you're friends, you can hit me up anyways. You can find me at Wendy with a W.
Hot singles, please come and stab Carter.
Oh, shit. He muted you anyways. He muted you. Oh, wait, did you mute me?
No, I muted myself.
Oh, cool.
Thank you for.
Wow, Robbie keeps muting all of us. Robbie's going mad with power today.
He's not even wearing earphones. He's not mad. We can hear it, but
yeah, that's why I'm seeing him about to print it. Oh, what are you doing?
Couldn't remember what the
finish your sign off, Wendy.
Thank you. Okay, you find me at Wendy with a W on all forms of social media. Did you let me? I don't know if you let me finish that.
Yeah,
I'll
just finish that.
And then we recently made a Tapheads show Instagram. You can find Tapheads on Instagram at Tapheads Show. Bow, 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 bow. That's right. And I am managing that account. So hopefully I am active on it and you can follow along. Talk to us. We'll see. I posted a bit about today. Not a lot. Thank you very much. And that's me.
Cool. You can find me where you find me.
True.
Where I'd be found. You can find me... on Twitter, at Robbie Shazer.
Where two roads diverge in a yellow wood.
I don't hang out in yellow woods. Only purple.
Okay.
I don't know what to put there. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, at Robbie DeShazer. I do a lot of stuff. I apparently brew beer now, which is cool. Also host another show with our friend Phoenix Zarola, where we talk about WrestleMania. It's called Mania Moments with Robbie and Phoenix. Be sure to go check that out. Also, write about wrestling for WrestlingNewsWorld.com, although I will not be publishing this week. I'm taking a little breather, taking a little break from that. But hey, those will be... By the time this episode comes out next Wednesday, you'll get two articles coming from me.
We hope you have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. This yesterday was St. Patrick's Day on the day this episode comes out.
Yeah. Wait. Yesterday? So that means it's coming out this week?
So the 17th. Uh-huh. This episode comes out on Thursday.
Oh, wow. That's fast. Thank you, Robbie. Robbie does our editing, so.
It's fine. I don't do much.
Hope you had a
I may edit out best. Some parts of this episode, but who knows?
Yeah.
I should finish this up, though. We're going way, way long on this episode. Thank you guys for listening. We tried some weird beers.
Strange brews.
You can always find us on the internet and suggest stuff for us to try.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, if we can't find something and you're from like out of state or something, which we have a couple out of state listeners,
you can let us know.
Yeah, message us and we'll set up something where we can
look,
get
some. I'll Venmo you for it. We're not asking you to give us free beer. Yeah. But if you're like, yo, try this weird stuff, I'll pay you for it.
Or give us free beer. We have a way to support us on this Anchor site.
That's a good point. But that's,
I mean, there's lots of stuff you can do. Please just continue to engage with us. We enjoy doing
this
show.
If this is a message to our out-of-state listeners that you say we have, my name is Wendy, and I love you very much. And I hope one day in a post-vaccine world, we can have a beer together. What, are you mad, Carter? Carter's mad that I'm talking to our listeners.
I'm not.
Well, hater. They love me. Hope you like me more than Carter. Anyways, Robbie.
All right. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode.
Bye.
We love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tap Heads. Make sure to give the show a 5-star rating wherever it is that you're listening. It really does help the show out. If you want to help buy us a beer, you can by going to anchor.fm/tapheads and click support this podcast. We love the support from our fans and we will be eternally grateful to you. You can always follow the show on Twitter @tapheadsshow. And finally, remember to always drink responsibly. Thanks for listening and we'll be back with a new episode soon.